there is going to be a very Michigan flavor when the Best Video of the Year awards come up at the 2016 Grammys next Monday night. Of the five nominated videos, two, including the Pharrell video, were produced by my next guest, who grew up in Northport on the Leelanau Peninsula and then went to the University of Michigan. These days, he's one of the most top video producers in the music industry, having worked with artists like Pharrell, Big Sean, Justin Bieber, Rihanna, CeeLo, and many, many more. Nathan Schurer is president, creative director, and executive producer of Freenjoy. Nathan, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
First of all, we want to congratulate you on the nominations for Pharrell's Freedom video, which I cannot stop watching, and also the nomination for Dead Weather's I Feel Love Every Million Miles. Very exciting for you. It's your first time at the Grammys, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's my first time. I'm bringing my mom, my dad, and my sister with me.
Which we love to hear. You know, for all of us who watch music videos, Nathan, or those of us who've loved music videos, but we get lost in terms of just who does what, tell us what your role as producer means. What do you actually do?
So when I'm producing a video, a treatment is sent to me, which is a creative breakdown of what the video is supposed to look like. And then it's up to me to kind of take what's on the page and make it a reality. You know, working closely with the director and coming up with the best team to execute his vision.
Were you a big fan of music videos when you were growing up in Northport?
Yes, I was obsessed with them.
Were you?
Total Request Live on MTV was my favorite show growing up.
So there you were watching that growing up in Northport. But then when you started at U of M, you were in pre-business and pre-law. So you've done quite a course correction, haven't you?
Yeah, I basically was undecided. And then junior year, took a film class and then switched gears completely.
Did you get any parental resistance or did they understand why you felt you needed to switch?
They totally understood and supported me the whole time. So I think it was nice for me to find something I was passionate about, especially when it came to school.
Now, when you moved to L.A. 4 years ago, that was around early 2012, did you start right from scratch? I mean, we hear these stories that people go out with just a few bucks and start from the beginning. Is that what happened with you?
Yeah, exactly. I went out with a couple $100 and just tried to figure it out and jumped on a music video set for free as like an intern. Just drove, was a pass van driver. So I just drove talent from the parking lot to set and back and just never let that producer or production manager kind of do a job without me. I just was kind of harassing them all the time, like, hey, where are you guys working today? Can I jump on? Hey, I don't care if you can't pay me, just buy my lunch. And that was it. You know, even if I only got paid six times in a month, that was enough to cover at least my rent. And then as far as meals, I just eat like edamame and microwave mac and cheese.
I have to say, to think that you did that, living on virtually nothing and eating, you know, microwave mac and cheese, and 4 years later, you are at the Grammys with two nominations, is a pretty incredible trajectory. How long did it take you, Nathan, to make your first music video, produce your very first one?
1 year. So I moved out the end of February 2012, and in February 2013, there was an $8,000 video that needed to be produced. And at that time, I was PMing a lot, which is a PM is a production manager.
So you had moved up from the PA, who was basically everybody's donkey boy, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I moved up from the intern to the PA, to the office PA, to the production coordinator, to the PM.
Huh.
And was kind of working closely with producers, almost in a co-producer way, but I didn't have like my own credits as a producer. But I knew I could do it, and a friend of mine had a video he wanted to direct, and it was an $8,000 budget, which is, like, impossibly low.
Mm.
Low-budget videos are between $30,000 and $80,000 for a one-day shoot. Now I usually work between, like, $100,000 to $2 million range.
Wow.
So an $8,000 for a two-day overnight shoot was a tall order, and I took it on. I lost money on it. The directors lost money on it, but we put it out, and that was the Joel Compass Back to Me video, which won a lot of awards that year. It went to Cannes, it won UK MVAs, and it was a huge video. And after that, people trusted me to make videos. And a couple months later, I started working with Justin Timberlake.
Wow.
And did his videos. So I moved up to, like, you know, a couple little ones again, and I was still production managing because a production manager is paid pretty well. And a producer who's producing $8,000 videos and losing $600, that's not a way to pay the rent. So I was combining producing lower budget projects with production managing bigger projects. And then, in June is when Jonathan Craven trusted me with a $190,000 Justin Timberlake video. And that was my first big video. And
that was Which one was that?
Justin Timberlake, Tunnel Vision.
I'm talking with Nathan Scherer, who is a native of Northport and is now in L.A. He is going to the Grammys with two nominated videos, Pharrell's Freedom video and Dead Weather's I Feel Love Every Million Miles. I want to talk a little about those videos, Nathan. Let's start with Freedom, Pharrell's Freedom. It is absolutely astounding. How long did that take to shoot and edit? And it feels like you just were all over the world shooting it.
That job actually came together really fast. Going into the day before the shoot, we didn't even have our budget fully awarded. So there was a lot of stuff that I couldn't book. But once it did get awarded, we kind of hit the ground running right away. We did the 10.5 shoot days in about 13 total days. And we had 28 locations within those days. So it was a lot of moving around.
Yes.
It was a huge production with a ton of people. We had over 500 talent. And we had 150 crew members throughout the course of the whole video.
You also were working with an artist who is fantastically at ease on camera.
Yeah. As much as he's on camera, he is. He's also off camera. He's just incredible. Mm-hmm. He's so kind. Like, you're in the presence of Pharrell, yet you feel like you're in the presence of a big brother or like a, you know, almost like a father figure or a role model. He's like an inspiration just being around him. So humble, down to earth, so appreciative every day. Thanks me before you laugh. It was a great experience working with him.
And I got to say, that's nice to hear. The other Grammy-nominated video is for Dead Weather's I Feel Love Every Million Miles. What do you think makes that video so exceptional and that it grabbed that nomination?
It's a great song, and Jack White is brilliant. That's his band. Addison, her performance, I think, was what was really captivating. You know, mixing that with this concept of wind, you're fighting against this wind, and every time she starts, she almost makes it through. She gets flown back, and it's kind of like relative to the song and the lyrics and all of that. I think all of that put together, and with a little bit of the special effects of her flying and stuff like that, I think that's what kind of separated that from a lot of the videos this year.
Yeah, it's visually stunning. Nathan, you know that as you and I are talking, there are kids out there who are just like you growing up in a town in Michigan, and they have dreams of making their mark in the music business like you're doing. What would you tell them? What should they do or not do?
You shouldn't ever think about what you're getting paid today. A lot of kids think that they can get rich quick out here. It just takes patience, and it takes working really hard, whether you're not going to get paid at all, you're going to get paid minimum wage. It's more about you've got to do what you really like to do, because then it doesn't really feel like work. It's tough. It's hard to say because it's so many things have to align. But I think the biggest thing is just, you know, having whatever your mission is and putting that above money or anything else. And by striving towards a mission, you know, money comes when it comes. But it's more about doing what you love to do.
Well, Nathan, you're going to have some stories to tell if and when you come back for class reunions in Northport. We wish you the best of luck at the Grammys with your two nominations for Best Video.
Thank you so much.
Nathan Scherer is up for two Best Video Awards at the upcoming Grammys for videos he produced for Pharrell and Dead Weather.